More news stories now. These are the headlines. Another hole appears in Silver Road, just feet from last month's sinkhole. And a disabled resident is overwhelmed by the support from the public. But we begin with three different cafe stories.
A new cafe, staffed by people getting help from a drug and alcohol support charity, is to open in Norwich after a successful bid for £600,000 of funding. A location for the Matthew Project's cafe has yet to be decided, but it is due to open in December to support people in recovery, providing job skills and a much-needed revenue stream to make it sustainable. The funding, secured from Public Health England by Norfolk County Council's Public Health Department, will also provide a separate, subsidised drop-in centre for people in recovery to get help and advice in an informal environment. An evening venue will enable people being helped by the charity to visit a dry pub with family and friends, helping them to build their social networks and rebuild their confidence. The funding will also provide a minibus and help develop a full community rehabilitation program with the introduction of new projects and groups reaching communities across Norfolk.
A cafe which wanted to open into the early hours to provide a place for Norwich's Kurdish and Arabic community to meet has been granted a licence extension. But after hearing concerns from neighbours, city councillors decided that Cafe Istanbul in Dereham Road could have its licence to keep serving refreshments extended only until 1:30 a.m. rather than the 3 a.m. sought. Unusually, the premises was not seeking to sell alcohol, but to serve refreshments such as herbal tea to customers after 11 p.m, for which it still needed a licence. Agent Paul Byatt told councillors on the City Council's licensing committee that his clients were Muslims who weren't interested in selling alcohol, but wanted to provide a place to go for the city's Kurdish and Arabic business communities. He said, "There are lots of people in that community who work very hard in business up until the late hours of the morning, and when they finish work, they want somewhere to meet and socialise with members of their community. There isn't anywhere in Norwich that they can do that which doesn't sell alcohol." Neighbours raised concerns over noise, which prompted councillors not to allow the 3 a.m. opening, while they also said outside tables could not be used for food or drink after 11 p.m.
His smiling face and friendly manner are well known among Norwich's coffee lovers, and now the coffee van barista Brian Wells has opened up his first coffee shop in the city. Mr. Wells, 41, said that he was thrilled with how things were going at his new shop, Corello's on the Meadow, which boasts views of Norwich Castle from Castle Meadow. Now the customers can come in, sit down with a coffee and read a newspaper with a view of the castle. Mr. Wells's wife, Brenna, has also joined the business. He said, "Working for a company can be very stressful these days, so I said to her, come and start a business with me. My uncle is also involved, so we've made it a family business." Mr. Wells started operating his first coffee van near Marks and Spencer's 9 years ago. Since then, he's had vans at four other spots, but they didn't last, and he's now sticking with just the original van and the new shop. He said it's good to have independent coffee shops. It gives the customer a bit of a choice. "I like to keep it very simple. That's what the ordinary public wants. Good prices and good quality coffee."
Part of Silver Road in North Norwich has been cordoned off after a small hole appeared in the road, just feet from where a sinkhole was filled in last month. A section of the road, just to the north of Churchill Road, near to George White Junior School, has been closed after a soft spot was found. It's close to where a 2-square-foot sinkhole, 12 inches deep, was filled in by highways teams at the beginning of March. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said, "At the moment, there's no suggestion that it's connected to chalk works, and it's more likely to be the result of water erosion. We're working with Anglia Water to identify the cause, which will also inform us as to who's responsible for any necessary repairs. In the meantime, diversions have been put in place, and we'll continue to make sure we remain in contact with the school and nearby residents to keep them informed. The section of road will remain closed until the cause of the problem is identified."
A man with cerebral palsy, whose wallet was stolen when he was waiting for a bus, said that he has been overwhelmed with support from the public. Daniel Barrett, 36, who used a wheelchair, said he wanted to thank everybody who had shown their support following the crime at Castle Meadow. He said, "People from outside have stepped in and given me about £40. Someone also gave me a new wallet from Australia. Everyone's been showing me support and I'm really grateful. If I can do the same for anyone else, I will." Mr. Barrett had been on his way home to John Groom's Court care home in Sprowston Road, Norwich, when a man came up to him asking for money. When he refused, the man reached into Mr. Barrett's coat, took his wallet and walked off. Mr. Barrett said, "I hope the culprit gets caught because I do not want any other disabled person going through what I've been through. Without being funny, I'd love to know what's going on through that bloke's head." Mr. Barrett said he also wanted to thank the police and the media for telling his story.